Taylor McClure for CIDI's Daily News Show, and you're tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Anthony Berger, who is the clinical supervisor at Dunham House, who highlights Dunham House for the Eastern Townships community and an open house event that it's hosting in the upcoming weeks. Anthony, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for coming to CIDI and for chatting with us. I super appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
So for those who may not have heard about Dunham House before, there's always new people coming to the area. Can you just please introduce it for us and for those that might be tuning in? What is Dunham House exactly?
Yeah, so Dunham House, we are a residential treatment facility for those that struggle from substance abuse as well as mental health issues. We cater to the English-speaking community, so we're an English-speaking facility. We do take people who speak French, but the majority of our program is all done in English. So it's for, you know, people who are in the area looking for some services for mental health as well as addiction. Our program is 6 months in length. So it's a longer term treatment, which is something that differentiates us from other places and other resources in the province.
Yeah, this is a very rare, I don't think I've ever heard of another place like this in the townships, maybe for the French speaking community, but not for the English speaking community.
Yeah, for sure. We really try and engage in with the population. For sure, it's something that for 6 months for mental health is sometimes not enough, but it allows them to have some stabilization. It allows them to kind of get their feet under them, try and develop a quality of life as they get started on the next chapter. And for those that are struggling with substance use addiction, really it gives them a good foundation to kind of just put those coping strategies in place, deal with the underlying issues that are there, and really give them a better quality of life.
And is it like a live-in treatment?
Yeah, so we are inpatient. Okay. So we are an inpatient facility. So residents stay with us for the duration of their program. There are, you know, things like weekends out, depending on where they are in the program. We also encourage visitors and family members to be involved in the care of their loved ones at different points in the treatment. So we do encourage the family to be involved. Yeah.
And what kind of services or programs are set in place at Dunham House? You know, you're speaking about providing coping mechanisms and coping skills. How do you provide these to your clientele exactly?
So our program is designed in three different facets. So what we do is we do psychoeducational based workshops. So a lot of what exists there in terms of programming for people who struggle with mental health or addiction is really based on 12-step approaches, right? And we know from research that that doesn't touch everyone, and especially the population that struggles with mental health or co-occurring disorders. That's not going to be effective for them. So really what we do is we do psychoeducational based workshops on different themes. So, you know, we'll touch upon things like addiction and relapse prevention, but we also talk about communication skills. We talk about regulating emotions, how to work through emotional turmoil, how to work through trauma, you know, stress, anxiety management. We also have individual and group counseling that we offer. And as many of our residents like the therapeutic activities. So we have someone who comes in, does an hour or two with them for pottery. We have a yoga instructor, some physical exercise as well. We have a music therapist that provides music therapy for our residents, both as a group and also one-on-one. And we also have our equine-assisted therapy program, which is done right here in the Knowlton area. And how that works is, you know, a group of residents go for 6 weeks at a time. And it's about horse handling. It's about horse leading. It's not so much about horse riding. And what we really want them to work on is really their self-esteem, their self-confidence, but also their leadership qualities and gaining that confidence with themselves.
Okay. And what may I ask, like, what age range that you serve in terms of your clientele? Do you serve a specific group of individuals?
Yeah, so we are a facility that works with people 18 plus, so adults.
Okay.
And I mean, really, it really depends. The average age of our residents are typically what we're seeing is, you know, mid 30s, early 40s. That's the average. But we do have people who are much older, in their 50s and early 60s. And we're seeing more and more younger people come into the equation as well, anywhere between the 18 and 24 demographic. So it's an 18 plus facility, but we see a wide range of clients,
And from my understanding, Dunham House is a nonprofit organization, right?
Yep, exactly.
And so let's just say someone's interested in perhaps, you know, seeking out your services. Mm-hmm. How does that work in terms of financial wise? Do you have like financial programs set in place, like financial aid programs set in place for them, or how does that work exactly?
So the majority of our clientele are coming through social assistance. So the government will pay for their stay at our facility. But for those that are not, that don't qualify for social assistance, we do have a private paying stream, and that's how they can access our services.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Now, one of of the main reasons why we're here today, Anthony, is to speak about an event that Dunham House has up and coming in a couple of weeks. And from my understanding, it's an open house. So I'll let you dive into that a little bit.
Yes. So we're really excited about having the open house on Saturday, April 22nd. It's catered towards mental health and addiction professionals that might not know about Dunham House or have clients that are struggling with these issues and are looking for more residential care. It's going to allow people to get a sense of what we do. So learn a little bit about our services, meet our staff, and also tour our facility. So to get an understanding of where they're sending their clients, and also to put a name and a face to some of these referrals, and also to understand who they're dealing with at Dunham House. As much as we've been around for almost 20 years, population changes. And so some people forget about us. Some people are not sure where to send their loved ones. So it's about being out there in the community and letting people know that we exist to help them gain a better sense of where they can refer their clients to.
And I'm sure it also kind of helps, you know, professionals that might be looking to, you know, change avenues or looking for a place to work. It might be able to introduce them as well. I'm sure you're always looking for...
Absolutely. It's, you know, trying to work with in the townships and where we are. Again, we service most of Quebec. So, you know, our clients are coming from Montreal. Some of them come from the townships. Some of them come from as far as up north in, you know, indigenous communities. So, you know, we're always looking for different type of staff, more clinicians, more mental health professionals. So that's definitely something that they would get an understanding of what the expectation is and what we do at Dunham House.
Yeah. And why did you think it was important to do something like this? It's not often that people have the chance to actually go in if they're not actually in the within the program or actually work there at the facility.
One of the things is with the pandemic, we definitely noticed, you know, increases in substance use across the board. People's mental health is struggling. And I think it was important that we reconnect with people and let people know that there are options. You know, obviously, a lot of people will either go down the route of mental health, like for individual counseling, or if their mental health is really severe, they'll be in hospitals. But there are different options in between, whether it's outpatient services or inpatient services. And we cater to a wider population. And again, the English-speaking community is not well served. So we really want to make sure that they're covered and they understand that there are resources that exist. And Dunham House is, you know, a pretty good resource for them to look into.
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I have for you, Anthony, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention. Perhaps for those who might be interested in the event, where they can register and where they can find you.
So they could always go on our website, dunhamhouse.ca, to get information about our programming, admission criteria, or about the event. If they're interested as well to sign up, they can register. They can send me an email, a.berger@dunhamhouse.ca.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.